So when we look at this recent operation that the Islamic Republic of Iran has conducted and has truly dealt a deadly blow to the very existence of the Zionist regime, and if we look at the accomplishments of this mission, we see that it is multi-tiered. There are many levels to the accomplishment. I'll come to the actual military accomplishment in the end, because frankly, I believe even though it is overwhelming, according to what experts around the world are saying, if people have been seeing world media, even the people trying to spin doctor it and turn it around and kind of conceal what's truly happening, they, in their own testimonies, at the same time, are showing that it was a huge blow to the Zionist regime. But before that, the first and foremost accomplishment, in my opinion, of this mission was that the hegemony, this illusion, this myth of invincibility that the Zionist regime had created because of its power over international media, that was clearly broken. If you remember, during Operation True Promise 1, Wade Sadiq, there was a lot of propaganda afterwards that nothing has really happened and we've stopped 80%, 90% of the missiles. And even though, alhamdulillah, that was dishonesty as well, which is characteristic of the Zionist regime and its allies. But this time around, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each and every hit of the hypersonic missiles was televised live around the world. So we saw this illusion, this myth, this false idea, this legend of some invincible power with invincible technology. Nothing can penetrate the Iron Dome. Nothing can penetrate the Arrow 1 and Arrow 2. The slingshot systems that they have, all of that was terribly, terribly destroyed in the eyes of people around the world. Imagine a myth, a narrative that you create over years, over decades, spending billions upon billions of dollars in the news media as well as Hollywood in general, creating this idea that we are God's chosen people, God's chosen army, we have the greatest technology, we are the most moral army in the world, etc., etc., etc. And in one night, the Islamic Republic of Iran, the Mujahideen, they destroy this entire idea. And everyone around the world sees this. Brothers and sisters, please realize the fact that it was televised around the world, even in social media, is in itself a miracle. In itself, it's a miracle because you know how they control these things. So that is the first and foremost achievement that I believe that we should be focusing upon, this destruction of this idea. And what will be the result of the destruction of this myth? The emboldenment of Mustaz'afin, the downtrodden around the world. The emboldenment of many Muslims who were depressed in their own minds because they live within a flood of this mainstream media propaganda within these different countries around the world. But now, they have the sense of confidence. Yes, we can hit these guys. We can make them cry. In the words of Shahid Hassan Nasrullah, you can smile a few days, but you will cry for many more. Let us get down to the actual targets, because many people, maybe the people who are seeing online, might not have this data. So we'd like to provide this to the people as well. We have at least the four bases or the four targets that the operation hit. The first of them was the Nevatim Air Base, which is supposed to be the most powerful air base that the Zionist regime has. This houses those legendary F-35 stealth radar evading fighter bombers. Interestingly, the same fighter bombers that have been used in the bombardment, the savage and barbaric bombardment in Lebanon as well as Gaza. So that was the first, and obviously in the same airbase, you also had reconnaissance aircrafts, you had refueling aircrafts and many other things. It was the main base that they have. Brothers and sisters, realize hitting a base like this 25 times at least, according to the videos that have come out, and I'm not talking about some specialized data that Revolutionary Guard have given out yet. I'm talking about the videos that we saw ourselves, the strikes that we counted ourselves. Hitting a base like this, this base is more well protected than any other point on earth. So those were some, just an inkling, just the top of the iceberg of the accomplishments of this mission.